Ian Smith's had a good match here.
Stumped by Smithy.
Ian Smith really is top class at his job.
Top class, it is time for Stumped here on SNZ Mornings. The real quiz master is back, Smithy. Joey Bell.
Yeah.
You held the mantle there, mate. I mean, a couple of stumbles there, a couple of bowled a couple of wides, I think, to be honest. Kind of maybe gone up for a view there, a couple as well on the third umpire. But Smithy, I'm backing up for grabs today as a $50 TAB bonus bet, plus some sleep drops, daytime revive. They are New Zealand's only specialist range of sleep and stress support supplements. Smithy, before we bring our first contestant up to the crease, of course we're off tomorrow. Watto's looking after things tomorrow. So how are you looking for a bit of stumping before the long weekend?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty confident that we can pull it off today. Depends on the subjects, of course. You know, and as far as Joey's concerned, and he needs some serious net time. There's no doubt about that. He needs to get back in the nets and work on his game big time. I mean, you just cannot drop a computer in the middle of a quiz. You just cannot do that. So anyway, sacked. So who's our first contestant today, Logan?
Well, he doesn't have the strong hands of John Day. He's got to learn some handling techniques from him, I think. First up at the crease, we have Roger from the Taranaki. Come in, Roger.
Yeah, go.
How you doing, mate? How's things going in Naki?
Been bloody boomer, mate.
Hey, Roger, how's Yarrow Stadium coming along? What are the prospects for this NPC season? We're going to play rugby.
I actually wouldn't have a clue. There was nothing wrong with my first place as far as I was concerned.
Okay, I quite like that Inglewood Stadium, but I think Taranaki Rugby needs to get back there as soon as possible. And I just hope maybe one of our listeners has got an update on that. Anyway, what are the subjects today, Logan, for Roger and I?
The subjects today, I'll preface the first one because I know you guys will balk at it. The questions are incredibly easy. The Stanley Cup or cricket or golf? Take it big, Roger.
Golf.
All right. I can't guarantee that the golf questions are softballs like I had for some of the others, but here we go. First question. Englishman Matt Fitzpatrick won his first golf major by winning the US Open earlier this week. How many strokes did he win by?
One.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
We got a confident one here, Smithy.
Yeah, excellent. That was a very quick answer, and it was just a couple of days ago. So I think we're both... Good on you, Rog. Good on you, mate. Question two.
Question two. In the recent LPGA Classic, Lydia Ko finished fourth. What was her final score?
God. What, for the last round, you mean?
No, well, her total score for the tournament. What'd she finish on?
270.
Can you give me that in strokes, par, under par?
Oh, okay. Three under par.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Smithy, over to you.
I saw the scoreline for this, but she either finished 17 under or the winners finished 17 under. There was a playoff, and I think Jennifer Kupcho won the playoff. Lydia Ko finished one shot behind the playoff. I think Lydia was either 17 under or 16 under. I'll take 16 under.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
One of those real close ones. Lydia finished on 17 under. One shot off the pace. Could have been a four-way playoff. That would have been incredible. But Roger, what that does mean is you're still in line to win the $50 TAB bonus bet and the sleep drops. Last question. Tiger Woods holds the record for the largest margin of victory at the US Open. In what year did that happen?
Oh, God.
Well, here we go. 2014.
2014.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Sorry, mate, didn't quite hear you there, Smithy. Over to you. Chance at a stumping.
Yeah, 2014. No, I'm going to go a little bit earlier than that. I'm going to go 2011. That's it for me. 2011.
one of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
You have to go way, way back. This happened in the year 2000.
Really?
Year 2000. 15 strokes was the margin of victory. And get this, that is still currently the all-time record across all majors.
You wouldn't have been born then.
No, you're right. You're right, absolutely. You're right there. What about you, Rog? Are you getting a handout yet, or are you still in the workforce?
Well, I'm working, but I'm getting a handout as well.
Oh, good on you, man. Double dipping. I love it. Absolutely love it, Rog. Good on you, pal. Hey, congratulations, actually. By not getting anything right, you've won. So congratulations to you, and that's because I couldn't either. So extremely well done, and stay on the line, Roger from Taranaki, and Brian will get those details off you, and we'll have Stump Smithy, of course, resuming on Monday morning around about 11:30 as well. It is 11:39 here on SENZ.